very much. We said that we will resume at 11, but it's now 5 to 11, and our discipline has guided us, so we will then continue. Member Gopi and Member Gillian, your follow-ups, I'm starting with you.
Thank you, Chairman. I think the minister and some of the department misunderstood me when I spoke about the relocation. I didn't have a problem with pick-up time and pick-up points and all that. My problem was, I was saying, they have been picked up at 3 in the morning, they are all lined up, they are coming to Cape Town, and when they are at Tiger Dock or Waterfront, they are not being prioritized at the pharmacy.
For the service.
It will be up till 4 to 3, they didn't get their medication, until the ambulance driver comes and take all their cars and go and be a nuisance at the window. Instead of them being prioritized because they must be at 3. So that was my point that I was saying. That it needs to speak to the pharmacy that they, if they are done at the doctors and whatever, physio or whatever, they must be prioritized at the pharmacy so that they can leave on time to be at home, because they are going to be on the road that day the whole afternoon arriving on time.
Thank you very much. Member Gillian, just with your indulgence, the member Mitchell just indicated he just wants to follow up on what Member Gopi just said. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Member Gillian.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you to the Ministry of the MEC and the Father Director for answering my question. Chairperson, first of all, let me go to the EMA. And maybe I'm a director. I know this is a budget engagement, but I think most of the services are easy. The EMS in one of our committees, Mr. Chair, is a tender call. I also spoke about the issue of the safety measurement and also the CCTV camera and the relationship between the Department of Health and specifically the city of Cape Town. And what is the department doing? Because I think it was 2 weeks ago in the news that some of the staff members of EMS was again assaulted and harassed. It was 2 weeks ago. Now, I also want to get an answer from the department. What did the department do to follow up with the city of Cape Town, specifically in that zone, or you call it a red zone? Regarding the upgrading of CCTV cameras. The other one is the issue of the nursing college students in ECHO. I've heard about your plans, and I really feel that if the nursing college, whether it is with us or with PPT, the department has a very big responsibility for the safety of the student. And so please make it speedily, because it's beyond human possibility. The issue of taking the committee seriously by the department.
15.
Yes, early 2014 already, the committee highlighted all those issues. The Camden Hospital, I think for more than 2 years, had an unused space that wasn't used by the hospital. I highlighted on many occasions the issue of the 24-hour service with insufficient service in the community of Harbour. The issue of the other hospital does not efficiently bring the patients over while the hospital is in the home. I think we don't have to wait for people to go to the streets and that kind of protest, if necessary. And I think that it would be I highlight the issue that because of the committee, the work of the committee, there is a lot of positive outcomes from issues that were highlighted by us. So I think if this department has taken this committee seriously and that oversight has been 2015, then Kumus did a question of how to be the first. So I think it's a lesson that you must learn going into the new parliament. And then there was only one issue change that I missed, and that was an update at the time of the hospital. It is in the budget, so I think if the issue they can give us an answer now.
Just remember, Gillian, in terms of Tigerberg Hospital, we had an oversight in February at Tigerberg Hospital, and we had quite a comprehensive presentation there, and maybe we should give Member Gillian the presentations that we have received in terms of the update that we have received as a committee, so we will furnish you with that documentation. Okay. Alright, then that is the follow-ups with regards to what was asked previously. Dr. Engelbert?
Thank you, Chairperson. We take note of the number of patients now being diagnosed in pharmacy. It's definitely something that we have to review. How do we screen patients when they're waiting for pharmacy? It's definitely something that has to come up. So I take the point that we will continue with that matter. Mm-hmm. EMS safety and the relationship with the city of Cape Town. So I'm aware that the committee visited the TMC, if I'm not mistaken, the transport monitoring center. So if they can be part of the city, and they've got, as far as I know, more than 1,200 CCTVs. So the CCTV could large and people pick up when something has happened. It doesn't necessarily prevent it. So we do still find that there are attacks there. Are you can't predict whether an attack will happen. It doesn't only happen in the red zone area, but it happens more often.
That's not what the
funding. ladies with the, at the time with the World Council. I think we need to follow up. And there was also one that was not working in Yanga and elsewhere, which is it's a World Council responsibility. We just need to go. I think people should also raise these things and help there. The guy there at TMD, they might not necessarily because they look at what if you have been there, it was a whole team kind of. So they only spotting what is the crime, what is the whatever. So if another goes, if this part of the corner, it only takes this else's car and whatever, they will also say that. So if the other part of TV is not working, they might not be able to, unless someone raises it there.
Yeah.
Thank you, members. Then I make the assumption then in terms of the HOD and the minister's overview, we've covered the foreword in the APP and we've covered pages 221, 222, 222 and 223. And so I'm starting on 224 and 225. So your question pertaining to those pages. Member Makalini, Member Winger. You didn't follow on. But please include 224 and 225. And then any questions on 224 and 225? Member Winger, where were you?
My question on page 224.
Okay.
this is getting complicated in the MCF. It's not in this financial year. Also noting on page 231 that there is quite a substantial increase allocated for upgrades and additions, which to my mind would imply either increased services or increased patient numbers going into those enhanced facilities, and how that then needs to be balanced in the budget.
Okay. Thank you. Minister, I choose you.
Thank you very much. The HR service being done, I offer 50 bucks for this for the 19 at all.
Thank you very much, Chief. What we've done in the service design approach is to take a step back, and I think what Edward has explained earlier, that if you look at the problem, where the problem presents itself, our natural response will be to fix the problem at that point. What we've done is to take a step back and look at the whole system. Actually, to understand the problem, many of the problems have a solution away from where the problem presents itself. So that is an example of taking a little bit of a bigger look at where we are. And what we've done in the service design is to ask those questions. If we really had to look at the system that we have and fix the whole system, where would we put our energy? The long and short of the consultation internally in the department was almost like unanimous consensus from the highly specialized services and diagnosis who works here to everyone in the system is to strengthen your system closer to where the patient lives. And it's what we call community-oriented primary care. So the whole product of that is that we will have a big focus on making sure that at front end, close to where people live, our health service is the most effective to deal with them at that point. So in our redesign efforts, is to say how do we over the next 3, 5, 10 years take our own healthcare system and put that building blocks in place systematically. So that is, I think, I'm going to go even at that point. Wherever the people live, in close proximity, what do we bring to them? How do we involve them with it? And the other part now is how do you involve people in that process? That you consult people to say, what would a health system look like if you were part of it and tell us how best it would work for you? So that's a very, in a nutshell, it's a big undertaking that we will do over the next 5 to 10 minutes, but at the bottom of it lies re-looking at the system and strengthening the primary care component of it. We presented a proposal to the minister as part of our collaboration with the other three provinces, and she asked the same question. Tell us a story about the system will make a difference to us. That's the question she asked. And that is what we want to do. On top of that, we're saying that our system is a sophisticated system. And we want to take the whole generalist specialist to say how do we organize our psychiatry service, pediatric or pediatric, all of that so to support the notion of primary care. That's in a very
brief
okay.
Thank you. Then on question 4, I'll want to make sure correct that sentence. At the time that we constructed this, we didn't have the finality and character of the funding. So we have appointed 204 medical interns as of the 1st of January. We have received funding for the interns for this financial year. And we also are receiving funding for the other parts. Challenge, however, is to carry through in the 1920 financial year, and that is what this then implies. So we received funding for the interns, but it's 10 million short for the rest of the financial year. And we are still awaiting the confirmation of that funding. But I'm confident another national DG and they are working with National Treasury in that regard. So that's that. Then the point about how announcement was made for your facilities, the issue is that due to the fact that our budget is reducing by about 180 million, we will make a case of what's the best, because you're very often confident exactly when they will start and the way that you plan to start a budget for 12 months, not only for 3 months. You only plan for 3 months, you still have a chance next year. So we get up then. May when it comes and then may the process that it is there. But most of the funding that we have, if you look at where the infrastructure money will go, it is largely in maintenance. So or replacements. We try not to
Member Makaleni. A tangible example. Ultimately, it would then mean at the end result would be that Auntie Sarah don't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get into a patient's vehicle to get to, because you do all the interventions alongside, not to get there. Hence the pilot, yeah. Okay, and we move on, 226, 227. 228 and 229, Member Gillian.
Thank you, Chair, and 228. I just need to know,
Member Gopi? Member Gillian, could you?
Thank you.
Okay, and then you. Karen. Thank you. What's your follow up?
I think I was answered on the star safety issue that I raised in that question. And if you've got a nice rollover like that, are you going to implement that rollover?
I think from a security, so this is the funding that you have with you is to run the service.
Yes.
And the safety is something that we do with other partners, we don't pay for that.
And we're paying for
that. That's part of the budget. That's part of the budget all the time. And that even the support, the funds for that fixed support is already in the budget, it's there. So we don't have to put it in already because it's planned, systematic, etc. But our collaboration with the city, we don't pay for that. The collaboration with the community safety, we will do the briefs of the cases that go before.
Switch on your mic.
Thank you.
gaan nie nou om rit te vra.
And ask a question and why an answer that you do. And to get an answer like that from that type of syndrome, because I do my overcontrol. My question is, my interest in the service delivery of PMA. I want to know why only two ambulances. It was important to our committee. When I look into a budget, I also look into a budget of what was highlighted and how will we improve. That's my question of the two ambulances. I know exactly what kind of examples are coming, but why only two?
The vehicles are cut. Okay. Sure, Minister.
I think the main question from the member is about if you have got money that are already over and yet you have got present issues, so why don't you focus on those present issues? I.e., according to her, is that why don't you increase the amount? So the part of why are already over has been explained that we have to protect the service for the following year, so the already overflow. So in terms of the protection of the service, they are all over, it could be where that money could be used to, if need be, to increase the amount. It could be for any way. As I may have said, there are no way we're going to pay for it. So that aspect of all over is explained. Now, the second question about why only two arms, not necessarily now going to a white arm. So what she explained is that for one arm you need 11, for another one you need another 11. So why would you want to be proactive and say buy four arms when you know you won't be able to appoint extra 22 staff members? That is the point that they are trying to highlight. However, remember, that's 247. There might be those that are need more maintenance. There are other ones that might break where you then have to reduce fee. But it means that as whatever they do, they have to maintain that 247 that is supposed to happen, which could be as part of the maintenance, they could use that other money. So that's what we're trying to explain. But you cannot create the same by five, and then yet you don't even know how, because they'll end up in white elephants as we're sitting there doing nothing.
Thank you. I saw Member McElhaney. You wanted to follow up on this? Get your
so, because it's like when now you say that one of your five children, when you say that we are all my children, you also need to have a master to a better education and so forth. However, for you, child number three, you won't get the same amount of stripes as child number
one.
Four because of what? For example, this budget. While the argument might be on the EMF, the other vehicle. And if you look at the program two, like we're talking about now, depression, if you look at the program two, the effect that we're looking at program two, and you look at the compensation of employees that you're mentioning. So when you add more staff in the existing, so existing staff that you have to add more, probably need more of the warm body to reduce the load at the in the EC. And then okay, we could increase the number of computer workers. Remember, some of them have been playing on the imagine the trade agents constituted a gun in most of the rural areas where they are supposed to be waiting for an ambulance. So you balance that aspect where you know that this side we have rock fall and then now we have to pay the cost. So it becomes difficult. They already say that health is a system. So you cannot be able to isolate one to replace the other. So you find all these programs from starting from let's say from program two to the last one, they're creating the same thing. If you be asked out of the infrastructure, you might actually say that. Why is a hospital digital hospital is not part of the planning? So you're not gonna have a hospital in Vito. Yet you know that probably for certain pressures in terms of the many people might need the certain pressures 24 hours. Our argument might say that the infrastructure may not have a problem with hospital in Vito, because you know that a hospital it will require about maybe 50 or 100 or whatever staff members. But however, now for those additional ambulance, it might be that one ambulance must be added to new ambulance to the Vito so that to cover the Vito and the 9 months. For example. So that's why I'm saying that the whole of the system needs to be taken into consideration throughout. So the explanation was trying to say that we do accept that there are service pressures. But you have to check in terms of where is the weakest link that will yield to the whole system and not falling. Therefore, while we might not do much, is there any way that we can do little so that you have maintained that link that it doesn't fall? Or we have to demolish that bridge, or you have to make it a point that you add more steel instead of glass, something like that. So that's where we are.
Member McElhaney?
I'm trying to understand from
the
budget.
You must just watch the time as well.
I'm trying to understand from the budget point of view. EMS has been identified as one priority. And I'm trying to understand how that translates from reading the budget that EMS has been prioritized. We do not want to run from the fact that it is one of the services that is not using a certain amount of time in terms of what is expected of the initial services that have been given in Thailand. And one of the community frustrations that leads to their end towards EMS is the fact that you call for an ambulance,
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the question, Maureen. I appreciate that. So the response plan is an aspect that we change all the time, and you will notice in the APP that it is an area that we measure, especially in dementia, and especially the priority one falls. The reality is, and I think we do put in our notes, that the safety situation at the moment is hampering our ability to respond fast. The first has to go to the police station in those, and unfortunately the areas that need to address the most is the areas that are very often decaying because of their circumstances. So they have to first go to the police station, wait for somebody, a vehicle, and a police officer to escort them to the site. And they, so that really delays. And plus that, Madam Chair, the post-traumatic stress on our staff. I think we had at the stage several ambulances, was it
7
ambulances that had to take off the road because the staff members that they were running then were agitated enough because of the trauma that they were experiencing. So clearly, all of those factors are an impact. And unfortunately, that is why we are so serious that it must be a societal response. Giving more evidence is you sit in the situation, you saw it for the police because they are also got the limitations. So I think this is a societal issue, but the honourable members is absolutely correct. It is a critical support service to the public. But interesting, very often the public, even if a person doesn't need care in transit, a little private vehicle and so is the ambulance. But care, I think the whole issue is quite extensive matter,
but
we are
moving up in terms of response. Okay. Moving on, 230 and 231, member.
I don't think that it's an appropriate answer. I'm just checking on my phone. I'm saying the CDC is, I'm not saying, you know, material that is related to anything. 20+6 that is for support. The ambulance only arrives at 5 to 12. Now, the answer that you are getting from the center is that it only means when you come to the center. The same answer that is given for a person staying in a rental area is given to a person staying in a CBD area. Now the question and the way and I'm going to stand by this. I think the department is irresponsible to only buy it for 2 entrances in the situation that we have. In
Madam Chair, I take the passion of the honourable member and I. We're not in disagreement that we can deal with many more ambulances. The question is what choices are we making with a budget that is
with the constraint
less than the previous year. The point, however, is that the answer that the honourable member gets, if the person works wherever they work, is that there is not an ambulance to respond. So the whole area. And it also depends on the categorization, the triage priority of an individual in that way. So perhaps this is not the right place to discuss all the details, but the honourable member is correct in terms of it would be great to have more ambulances. If we could get more budget then our choices become easier. But very often, Madam Chair, this is what we can afford. And I would like to point out at the moment it says 4.22%. It focuses your attention. If you compare the main appropriation of 2018-19 and the main appropriation of 2019-20, it's 100 million. So giving 100 million more than the previous year, and all of that goes into the reserve. But what it translates to is our ability to buy additional vehicles, but also to strengthen the service.
230, 231. Member Gopi. Member Gillian?
My selection comes to page 2 and 30, but it's on page 2 and 33. Mm-hmm. Also, what you do is take the mention from the University of Technology. What was the transfer to CPUT table 7.5, and why was it stopped?
Is that it?
Yes,
okay.
2, double 3,
and 2, yeah, okay, sure. Switch off your mic, Member Makalini.
Thank you, Chair. So on page 30, higher education institutions, I would think that it would be taken away, and if I go further, I think it was from UCT. And I want to understand if that's not part of the short-term program, and if there is a replacement for that kind. Or maybe rather, I need to understand if this will not have a and also, if I read across the budget, starting from 2030, the non-profit institutions, I see that we have taken our budget from them. And I need to understand what's happening with the relations there. And what's the story behind the taking away of the funds from the non-profit institution?
Actually, your question was on 230, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Jodine?
Okay, can I respond to the question about this, whether that now that they are the global fund, whether the engine pool will be funded or not? The clear continuation that the decrease is because they won't be any money. Because remember, we still have got communal workers that fund through the NGOs. We also have the funding that goes to home based care, some of the NGOs where they offer that services. So there will still be no, there's also some mental health and so forth that are sort of stepped down. But it will decrease now that global fund is part of the HIV AIDS. No, it means that if there were 6,000 NGOs, and then out of 6,000, 1,000 went through for the global fund. So it means we only fund 5,000. Therefore, the money will be lesser.
So that the chief operation is still fairly similar. The amount of the requirement, like those who are, who these are all transfers are indicated, like 1,234,000. The same growth on the bottom. That is the biggest impact. But the question is, are we picking it up? We do as far as we can to support and keep that, to keep that going. So that is the intention. But this was just an amount of money for international ground. Then also the other ongoing of the project monitoring is to 3-1. So at the moment the PPP is by outsourced. We do monitoring from outside, we stop it, but they also do monitoring from the outside. So we don't put our costs here, that's part of our business, but that is their monitoring cost, that is the way that they construct the project from there.
Excuse me. Thank you. So 232 and 233. 233 and, sorry, 234 and 235. 236 and 237. 238 and 239. Mm-hmm. Mr. Makaleni and Gopi. You first.
Thank you, Chair. My question is about 8.2 on page 6 in all the policy house. I want to understand if does this include the city of Cape Town? And maybe further add on the general comment that was made earlier on the relationship between the Department of Health and the city of Cape Town. I want to understand if we have financial relationship or financial responsibility over the facilities in the city of Cape Town.
Maybe go, please. I should need to switch off, please.
The district was sort of understandable 8.2. Given all the challenges that our district has to go, how is this 7.13% increase going to improve the situation? And then we had a KDH staff is complaining about understaffing and overload. How is the budget responding to such challenges?
Okay, I shall leave. That's okay.
Thank you. So the first question was whether the community health clinic that is on page 238 also covers the city. The answer is no. The amount that we transfer to the city is on page 230 and another 593 million. So there is a financial relationship, and that is very tightly managed through a service-led agreement with the city. Then the issue of understaffing at our facility, and especially the KDH, when we started off the meeting, we explained the issues on KDH and where we intervene is at primary care level, because the load is massive and we need to strengthen the primary care system and not necessarily embed. Actually, if we compare the number of staff per workload across all the facilities, can we just not worse off than any of the others? The pressure is so much across all the facilities. It's just how we make that. How we make that. Thank you.
Okay. 240 and 241, Linda McAlaney. Can you both switch off? Because now we can't switch on. Sure. She's not going to read it anyway. But that's not what you're going to get today. That is what Dr. Engelbrecht is telling you now. That, and maybe we should then, in a recommendation, ask it in writing so that it's broken down so that you can... that you are able to explain it better to somebody else. Thank you. 242 and 243. 244 and 245. Member Gogi. Thank you. 246 and 247. Member McElhenney.
I think this is my last question, and this is a general question that I need to understand.
Mm.
What
page are you?
To me that on the MPO, as you think their budget,
global fund.
And also because you have allocated something to them, that means cutting down. For example, if you said to me that if we took 5,000, now we're going to put 4,000 from the shelter. Now, I'm trying to understand, yeah. I'm trying to understand what should be the service image of this. Because this community, non-profit organization, they work directly with community, and they're bridging a gap that I think is very important for the department and the number of food working into the into our health facilities. So if there's a cutting off So in terms of Mr. McElhenney's general question, it's not going to have any impact on the plan. Going to have any effect. And why do you want to try and compensate them from what has been taken away from the global fund?
No. No.
Okay. No. The last question. The global fund money came, I think, 2016 to something. It's supposed to be for 3 years. The main aim for the, it was about for the HIV-related activities, focusing plus also for the schools, primary schools, high schools, and then the new one there for the 1924. So in order to do, we should that work what's happening outside, except the one that was meeting adult and youth friendly services for such. So in order to do that, for example, yesterday, the initial play, there are about 300 of them, some of the initial plays and others. It was about where, it's about the activities related to empowerment skills, related about the
age groups in terms of HIV AIDS and so forth and so forth. So in order to do that, for the 2016 to the 2019, that money of the one that I'm speaking about, they were specifically for that. Now, because now there won't be any money, the overall, for example, for the girls was 8 million, but the overall was 20 million and so forth. So that money now is finished. So something factual. The other of the NGOs and NPOs that are related to a service that they're supposed to render, those are just funds because they are registered in whatever, like the committee, the OHO trade care, still going to continue. And then there are those ones, part of the care services, only community-based care, where the NPOs, like the Tilani and whatever, they now have contract workers who have to do what they kind of work. It continues, not only continues, but it's part of the health system. We have added more. Plus also, now the funding increase because the minimum wage that has been negotiated is higher than that. So that's the difference. So the decrease one is about now, when I'm saying that, when I combine this one plus this one, it's say 86,000. Now there will be 5,000, so that one, we are done with it. So, but the work, which has been part of the mainstream, still continues.
Okay, moving on. Actually, the other side. 248 and 249. Member Gillian and Kofi.
Okay,
Member Gillian? Member Gillian, I just switch off.
Or continue to have this.
how many can we provide and where to prioritize where that goes.
Okay.
If we're producing more nurses, then it could be only community service, we can't keep them close because of our budget. So we have to really look at how to be organized and where to invest money. So this is part of the strategy.
Okay.
When we highlight a problem in the department, the highlight of the problem in the department has been reflected in your budget to show improvement. So the answers I'm getting, and all my questions I have regarding EMS is a highlighted problem in the Western department. Even the answer I receive now is not sufficient. Because how are we going to improve the problem of the department? The answer of short courses and long courses and all of that don't answer my question. And improvement of the service delivery to the community we are saying that the population of the Western Cape is growing, so it means the impact on the health service is growing, but when we plan, we don't plan. So the this answer by PSS, I think the department has the best, you know, so we look into how do they plan to bring this problem so that the community can experience
and I think whilst you were out, we also had an extensive discussion and from Member Makaleni, and we came to the recommendation from the department as to how we would give the breakdown to this committee. So that would answer that question that you have now, that Member Makaleni also already asked in the extensive engagement that we had whilst you were not. Yeah. 252 and 253 254 and 255 256 and 257 256 and 257 Are you taking us back, Member Gopi? Hey?
Yes, I wanted to be at 254.
Okay, sure, sure.
Yes, on 254 sub-program 8.1 community health facilities. It is envisaged that 14 capital infrastructure projects will be in planning in 2019-2020. And my question is, are you able to give more details on all these projects mentioned here? There are these mentioned about 10 projects, 7 projects, and can we get more details?
Okay. Member Gopi has taken us back, so I'm taking 256 as well as 257 as well. So Member Gopi, if you have 256 and 257 as well, please close it with the one that you just asked on 254. None? Then HOD to you. Member Gopi, that's fine. And then I'm on 258 and 259. And then members, we get to the annexures, and you need to indicate the page for the questions that you have picked on the annex check. Okay. Member Killian, switch off. Any other questions on annexures? And please indicate the page. Member McAleenan.
And then also 264, sorry. On page 264, within services, what is the reason for such high increases in the budget for communication and also entertainment?
Member Makaleni.
Chatterton, page 280.
I see.
280.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new education asset.
Mm-hmm.
Order number 9. PhD community
day
for housing.
Oh, okay.
I have been following the meeting today.
Mm-hmm.
This, the replacement and consolidation, I'm not sure if that speaks to the resolution we had in the meeting. Because in my understanding, Chair, we were told that the current outbreak clinic is not conducive to rebuild on it. Of where it is situated and the risk for staff members that are working in the area, except for many other reasons that led to its closure during the upcoming day. Then we agreed that it is a new site that has been identified.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if my English said you were, and it says replacement and consolidation, packaging and planning, so. And the budget that I see, it worries me because I thought by the 2021, we will be, in terms of the claims that were presented to us by 2021,
it would be a building.
Entire project. So I'm trying to understand now, what does this mean in terms of what we were told?
Mm-hmm. Member Gopi?
17. In entering medical supplies, why is the funding being stopped?
Actually,
thank you. Page 61, the question about the reduction in consumer positions of the forest is in the budget. Thank you.
Yes, you can see that the budget for the previous year was 445, and the budget for the budget for the current year is 445, and the budget for next year is 466. So it was actually an increase. I think we were quite surprised that the inflation was less than we expected and is currently less than expected. We must also realize that we are not dealing with accrual accounting. We're dealing here with a cash accounting system. So whatever the payments are, we account for in that particular year. So these variances are not always sensible because they are not accrual accounting based.
Is the honourable member also consider the main appropriation of 18-19 that column, where the main appropriation 19-20 exceeds the 21 million, so it's 21 million more. So it is more. I think it's very often what that other line, the revised estimate, that is what the system says that we have the methodology, but we have to look at that. So thanks for that. Then on page 264, the honourable member on low-growth trees on the site.
Mm.
And there's a big sewage line flowing underneath the site, and there's a historic river. So all of these factors are now challenging us in terms of how we design, and how we construct, and how we plan to be able to what the site is correct. And people would like to have quite a nice sizable facility, and we have to take all of these factors into consideration. So that is where we are. And the amount of money in the books is just to allow us the planning to stop.
I just want to mention that due to the environmental strategy that we have on the wall in the sun, that is actually the only feasible site that we've been found for the past 6-7 years. What we are usually doing when it comes to the food is a standard plan, just to see how the community can be positioned on the site. Then provide this footprint to the city of Cape Town, because the city of Cape Town has to really give us the solution for the transfer on the site. So by the end of March, we will have a site development plan, and then the city will be able to go to council with the request that we transfer the site to the provincial government. And in the meantime, we have already provided the different public works, and the plan will continue with the time. And unfortunately, the construction
You want to know the construction timeline? Not going to be before the rise of Parliament. So does your telecom start at office 12 now? Does it start at office 12 now?
Yes, they are 12 already.
Okay, what are asking your article?
No, it's because I'm aware of where it can be, but I don't know if they need when I'm taking the course.
Okay.
But you can also
push the
question 70 on the
Member Gopi, you okay with that? Yeah, he is speaking.
Because he was quiet for the whole morning. Now his voice, I heard, is gone. Can you just repeat what you were explaining?
Sorry about that. So those items used with the inventory, those normally in the past used in that infrastructure kept in the form of archaeology. I think the prioritization of the archaeology now is to use purely to use machinery equipment and software again. So that's why I shift there.
Okay. Members, if there are no questions, then that brings us to the CFO. You wanted to say something because you look at it if you want to. So we've come to the end of the discussion on appropriation for vote 6. HOD, in the absence of the minister, we have come to the end of our relationship with regards to you and the standing committee. And the standing committee, when it forms again in the 6th parliament, it will look very different from what it is now. But thank you very much for the past 5 years that we could have engaged with this department, and thanks for taking recommendations that we have given to this department, that you have taken that into the plans of this department. To the frontline service of this department, which ultimately they are the face of this department. Sterkte vir hulle en hulle wat die diens moet lewer, en hulle wat die gesig is van die departement. En sterkte vir jou as die hoof van die departement, en vir dit wat nog moet gebeur en gaan gebeur in hierdie departement. So thank you very much. And for you know, the robust engagements that we have had, and Member Gillian earlier said that we are calm, and yet there were days in those 5 years that was not calm. So yeah, thank you very much, and members, thank you for the relationship that we could have had in this standing committee, and the support that you have given, and the growth that you have for us, Stella. So thank you very much. We're still in the committee meeting, if you have noticed. So thank you, actually. And then I must just say to Namonde, thank you for the service rendered to this. Standing committee and committee. Lunch, Namonde. Okay, we'll say now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There is lunch served in the members' lounge. So have lunch, enjoy, and go well after. And Mr. Yusuf, enjoy your next life.
Oh, this life.
Members, we can just conclude our administrative stuff. Am I Dr. Russell? Okay, members. When we do the recommendations, please be cognizant of the timeline. We are arriving on the 28th of March, this conference. So, okay. Okay, the Monday.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. I have a few recommendations. The first one is the briefing by the department on the comprehensive planning of the Josta Hospital.
That must stand over to the next
then it will
parliament.
Be in the next parliament. The department to prioritize, this one I think is the recommendation. You are recommending that the department should prioritize rural patients when they visit hospitals in the metro. The other one, the third one, is the department must take responsibility for the safety of students in nursing colleges. The department to follow up with the ward counselors about the cameras that are not working in their wards.
You must just specify because it was Nyanga and what was the other area?
Nyanga. Oh, and else. Then the department must provide the committee with a breakdown of the EMS budget allocation in 2019-2020 financial year. So you want the breakdown of the EMS budget,
okay.
of how much is allocated
okay.
to the EMS.
Okay, you want to add?
Yes. I want to add the point of venue to of collection of
the pickup.
No,
it's collection of medication. Yeah.
Because Italy is they said that the home has stopped the not because they don't want the in and out of there. But they must keep on looking at
other the department to look at alternatives of collecting medication for patients. Oh, with a bicycle that he does, yeah.
And he's now opened the first pharmacy in Malaysia.
That kind of initiative,
what is the department supporting?
That entrepreneur in their field. How do you want to put that recommendation?
The department must look into supporting SMMEs, upcoming SMMEs in the distribution
of medication. Okay. Okay. There you have it.
I would imagine they are doing it in a sense because I know Minister Mbombo cut the ribbon with him when he was in
okay. the So maybe that is one of the alternatives that they are looking at. Yeah. Okay. Can we, in the light of our program, can we just put a timeline that presentation for the Joester Hospital and how it's going to look, that has to stand over for the Sixth Parliament Committee. And then in terms of the other stuff, just a timeline to it? Or you want that information now, I take it that the EMS information, that is what this committee wants, right? So can we put a timeline to that? Where are we today is the 7th, right? It's 21, so 22 March. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's keep it 14 days, right? That is another
thing. The EMS.
Yeah. No? Yeah. So, members? Once again, thank you very much for your support in this 5 years. Go well with the next phase of life, because the next phase of life happens either provincially, nationally, as a public representative, or outside, back to the community to serve there and to serve on behalf of them. So thank you very much. Thank you. Lunch is in the members' lounge. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Tomorrow the meeting is starting at 9.
Yeah. With the same formation tomorrow at 9? Yeah.
Social development. Vote 7.
Vote. 7 tomorrow. Social development. Yeah, please. Oh, thank you, sir. I'm taking my water with me.
Yeah.
Okay, so we finished on time.
Hey,
you're leaving your... Remember, Bota? Your scarf. So what are you going to do with my number?
I have to call him once I'm standing. Because I have to do this report on Sunday to begin that tomorrow. That's the problem.
But it, I think you can pick it from there, the information, from the document that I gave you.
Some of the things that are saying, I'm not sure how to type it. So it's not just getting the document. That's all I'm thinking.
I don't know how we are going to survive this. I'm going to the
doctor. I don't know how I'll survive it. I won't be this thing on that.
What is that? You are expecting a lot about something that is not coming to help you.
I'm sure I'll be able to do it.
Hmm? Yes, you will take it. What is it? It was... This is the budget allocation for this thing. No. Right, the way asking, we don't have to take it down. What is important is that is here.
Yes, I know. But you see, that the way we do it is that this, I will give them a bill because they will hold it. Then the contributions everybody was making, I will type it against everybody's name.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
No, that is ridiculous.
It is very difficult.
No, that is all too much. So what did you write?
I was just writing, like, save I have. Sorry. Can you imagine I did not save?